On Friday, January 24, 2020, millions of Iraqis staged a million-man march and rallied in Baghdad, Iraq, calling for an end to the U.S. military presence in the country. Since the early hours of Friday, massive crowds of men, women, and children of all ages converged on the Jadriya neighborhood near Baghdad University. The rally was a million-strong, peaceful, and unified demonstration to oust the American military presence in Iraq and condemn the U.S. military's violations against the people of Iraq and Iraqi sovereignty. The protesters were seen carrying anti-U.S. banners and chanting slogans calling for the expulsion of all American and foreign forces from the country. Director of the Iraqi Center for Studies, Sayyid Sadiq al-Hashimi, said more than 2.5 million people took part in the anti-U.S. demonstrations. Countless demonstrators even wore symbolic white robes, indicating they were willing to die for their country's sovereignty. Many Iraqis were also seen holding posters which said, "Death to America, death to Israel." The leader of Asaib Ahl al-Haq unit of the PMU, Qais al-Ghazali, described Friday's million-man march as a second revolution, a century after the great Iraqi Revolution of 1920 against British forces. The spokesman for Kataib Hezbollah unit of Iraq's PMU, Muhammad Mohi, underlined the importance of the mass march, saying it reinforced the Iraqi parliament's resolution and represented the will of Iraqis from all different walks of life. The march was one of the largest demonstrations in the history of the Iraqi nation. Yet the so-called mass media news outlets lied to the masses of the world, firstly by completely ignoring the event, and secondly, if it was reported, the mass media grossly underestimated the overwhelming turnout. And thirdly, they blatantly misrepresented what the Iraqi people came out to demonstrate for. Let's not forget that this chaos and instability in West Asia, namely in Iraq, was created by the US and its coalition of evildoers, and the whole world knows this fact. The US, backed by the UK, invaded Iraq in 2003 under the pretext that the former regime of Saddam Hussein possessed and manufactured weapons of mass destruction, which were an imminent threat to the world. The world shockingly witnessed that no such weapons of mass destruction were ever found in the country. The US invasion did, however, plunge Iraq into bloody chaos and instability, caused a humanitarian crisis, humiliated the Iraqi people, visibly seen by the world via pictures of severe torture being committed at the Abu Ghraib prison. The murders committed by Blackwater mercenaries, the death of at least a million Iraqis, and eventually leading to the rise of terrorist groups all across the region. The last U.S. troops withdrew from Iraq in December of 2011, but the U.S. embassy and consulates continue to maintain a staff of more than 20,000 personnel, including U.S. Marine embassy guards and between 4,000 to 5,000 private military contractors. Leading a new coalition of allies, the United States returned to Iraq in 2014 when President Obama announced the return of U.S. forces to Iraq at a time when Western-funded Daesh terrorists unleashed a campaign of destruction in the Arab country. Widespread reports, however, said that the Washington-led operations largely spared the terrorists and instead led to civilian deaths and inflicted damage on the Iraqi infrastructure. Iraq's army troops, backed by volunteer Hashd al-Shaabi PMU forces, including Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, the second in command of the Hashd al-Shaabi forces, managed to liberate all Daesh-held areas thanks to on- and off-the-field military advisory assistance from the neighboring Islamic Republic of Iran, including famed Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani. In 2017, Baghdad declared the end of the anti-Daesh campaign, defeating and routing the terrorist organization from Iraqi territories. January 3, 2020. The United States of America conducts illegal high-profile assassinations of West Asia's leader fighting terrorism, the Islamic Republic of Iran's Al-Quds Force Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, and Iraqi government official and second-in-command of the Hashd al-Shaabi PMU forces who routed Daesh terrorists from Iraq, Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani had been invited to Iraq on behalf of the Iraqi government on a peace mission, and Commander Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis had come to receive him at the airport. NBC News revealed that CIA agents at Baghdad International Airport were waiting for a jet carrying General Qasem Soleimani. Once the flight landed, American spies at the airport confirmed its exact whereabouts as three American drones moved into position overhead and targeted two vehicles carrying Qasem Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. Both brothers in arms, along with their companions, were assassinated in a drone strike conducted by the American military outside of Baghdad International Airport, ordered by the rogue U.S. President Donald Trump. Thus, in the Million Man March on January 24, 2020, millions of Iraqis from all over the country censured America's illegal targeted assassination of their nation's heroes and the blatant violation of Iraqi sovereignty by the rogue American military, as well as the violation of the security agreement between Baghdad and Washington, finally calling for the expulsion of all American and foreign forces from Iraq. On January 5, 2020, the Iraqi Parliament, representative of the Iraqi people, voted overwhelmingly in favor of a resolution calling for the expulsion of all foreign forces to leave the country, including some 5,200 American personnel. The Iraqi Parliament's resolution also urged the Baghdad government to drop a request for assistance from a U.S.-led coalition of foreign troops reportedly operating against Daesh remnants in Iraq. Following the unanimous parliamentary vote, Iraq's Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi asked Washington to dispatch a delegation to Baghdad to initiate preparations for the withdrawal of American troops. In his phone call with Mike Pompeo, the Iraqi Prime Minister said, "American forces had entered Iraq and drones are flying in its airspace without permission from Iraqi authorities, and this was a violation of bilateral agreements." In response to the legitimate demands of the Iraqi government and the Iraqi people, this is what the American occupiers had to say. Rogue U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to sanction Iraq like they've never seen before, ever, if Baghdad were to expel U.S. troops. The American president also implicitly threatened to seize $35 billion of Iraqi money held in American banks if the country insists on having U.S. forces withdraw from Iraq. Separately, ex-CIA director and current Secretary of State Michael Pompeo indicated that American troops would remain in Iraq. And finally, State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas said at this time, any delegation sent to Iraq would be dedicated to discussing how to best recommit to our strategic partnership, not to discuss troop withdrawal, but our right, appropriate force posture in the Middle East. Despite the legitimate demands of the Iraqi government and the Iraqi people for the expulsion of American troops from Iraq, these statements of American officials make it crystal clear for the world to see that American forces are not in Iraq for any purpose other than to occupy the Iraqi nation. Religious authority and Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Husseini al-Sistani urged Iraqi political groups to do what is needed to safeguard the country's sovereignty. He called on all Iraqi groups to stand united, far from any foreign influence, in countering the dangers which threaten the country. The Secretary General of the Badr Organization political party, Hadi al-Amiri, said, "We will defeat the Americans and drive them out, as we did earlier in the face of Daesh. We will expel the Americans right before the eyes of Iraqis. The Americans will be frustrated and humiliated." And Deputy Secretary General of the Al-Nujaba Brigades Unit of the PMU, Nasser al-Shammari, told the Doha-based television network Al Jazeera that the Million Man March on the Friday of Independence will reignite the flame of resistance, which won't die until we expel every single one of them U.S. troops from Iraq. This is the will of the Iraqi people and the Iraqi parliament. When will your arrogance end? When will you truly listen to the voice of the people? Whether you like it or not, the Million Man March has taken place in Iraq. And the Friday of Independence is just one of many more to come. So wake up and hear the loud message of the masses. It's time for you to get out of town. As leader of the Islamic Revolution, Sayyid Ali Khamenei said in his Friday prayers sermon on January 12, 2020, regional nations have awakened. Iran's power in the long-term resistance against America's wicked actions has manifested its impact on the public environment of the region and on the spirituality of nations. The destiny of the region is dependent upon freedom from the arrogant domination of America, and its main punishment, which still remains, is to be expelled from the region.